revolution would then destroy capitalism, and hence all class conflict. Ultimately, as the proletariat seized power, the state would wither away. In effect, Marx turns off the dialectic so that at this point when the proletariat has seized power, after a certain period of time when the revolution is stabilized, it's secure, during a period of what he called the dictatorship of the proletariat, following that, the state could actually wither away. In the interim between the revolution and this final point of history when the state could wither away would be a period called the dictatorship of the proletariat. This dictatorship of the proletariat would be necessary, Marx argued, to protect the revolution, to protect socialism against counter-revolutionary forces. The dictatorship of the proletariat would stay in place until that ultimate victory was assured and until real socialism could finally be created. One of the characteristics of Marxism that was obvious and extremely important was his emphasis on stages. History proceeded in stages. This is what the dialectic was all about, so that different economies, different societies, different civilizations had to pass through certain stages. One couldn't anticipate or expect a socialist revolution, a revolution of the working class, until older, feudal, pre-modern economies, societies had evolved and had moved through the stages of early capitalism and then high capitalism, mature capitalism, such as Europe was approaching at the time that Marx was writing. It was only at this juncture, as the economy evolved, that the proper stage would be created, the objective conditions conducive to revolution would be attained. Marxism was, in its essence, a rational philosophy. It was optimistic. Marx believed that human history was proceeding, the dialectic was moving mankind, humanity, in a direction of greater progress. Capitalism, industrial capitalism, as much as he criticized it, as much as he launched his critique on it, was a great improvement over the old feudal system. And then socialism obviously would carry humankind closer to perfection. It was also scientific in the sense that it was an attempt at a rational, scientific argument, a scholarly argument, with an interpretation of the past based on sources, and so on. It was also universal in the same way that liberalism was, claiming that it was an interpretation for all of human history. It was internationalist. And it was pacifist. Marx believed that the key to human history certainly wasn't the nation. Sovereignty residing in the nation meant nothing to Marx. This was a liberal idea. Class was the issue. The proletariat was the issue, and the proletariat knew no national frontiers. So in that sense, Marxism was internationalist. And for the very same reason, Marxism was pacifist. There was no, workers should not allow themselves to be drawn into being cannon fodder in imperialist wars driven forward by greedy capitalism. As a consequence, in the last half of the 19th century, in an age marked by nationalism, marked by nationalist competition in international affairs, the socialist parties of Europe would be at least, as far as their party platform was concerned, pacifists. French socialists, German social democrats, and so on. The immediate strategy, as Marx saw it, was to organize the working class and to raise its consciousness. This was the duty of socialist intellectuals, a vanguard of the proletariat, Marx called it. The intellectuals, those who understood the process, had a duty. They had a historical obligation, and that obligation was to serve as the, he didn't call it the leadership, but that's what he meant, the vanguard of the proletariat, in order to channel working class disaffection, working class dissatisfaction into the proper channels so that they wouldn't suffer from false consciousness, as Marx described it. The working class had to understand its own interests.